The entire daf revolves around three basic approaches to answering one kasha in the Mishnah Maseches Trumos. The Mishnah in the ninth parak of Maseches Trumos tells us that silei trumos shenitmu v'shaslan, if a person took plants of truma and replanted them in the ground, so there's a bit of a stira. It says tahara milatame, they lose their tumah status, they're no longer tame, but v'asurim milechol, for some reason they're asur to eat. So the Gemara says we don't understand. Why is that the case? If it's no longer tame, if it's not truma tameya, it should be mutter to eat, it should be a mitzvah to eat if it's not truma tameya. So why is it that it's asur to eat? So the Gemara has three approaches, and that's the entire daf. Approach number one, Abaye and Rav Chanin bar Ravin, who had just learnt Maseches Trumos, reported that they understood is that my asurin asurin lazarin, that when they say that it's asur to eat, it doesn't mean that it's asur for a kohen to eat. No, adraba, a kohen is a mitzvah to eat truma. It's asur for somebody who's not a kohen, for Yisrael to eat, because it's still truma. It still has the status of truma. It's not tameh, but it's truma. So the Gemara points out, Rava Bar Masna rejects that, because what would be the chiddush of telling me that a zar is not allowed to eat it? Why, you're telling me kidule truma or truma? That's a beferish of Mishnah in Maseches Trumos. You're telling me that it's kidule gidulin? That's also a beferish of Mishnah. So there's no chiddush in teaching me that. So that can't be the correct approach. So instead, Rava Bar Masna says the correct approach is, he says in the name of Rav Sheshes, the Mishnah is not telling me that it's usher for Kohanim. The Mishnah does not mean to say that it's usher for Kohanim to eat on account of it being Tameh. It's usher for Kohanim to eat for a different reason, because of Hesach Hadas. At some point, they stopped guarding it, they stopped protecting it from Tumah. And as soon as Truma is not protected, that alone is a Psul. So the Gemara points out, what exactly is the nature of that Psul? Is a Machlokes Amorayim. Rabbi Yochanan holds Hesach Hadas is that if you weren't guarding it, then there's a chance that at some point it became Tameh. Now, if that's the Psul, that it's just a concern practically that it might have become Tameh, if Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and tell us, no, it didn't become Tameh, so then it would be no problem. Or, if it were planted in the ground, it would be no problem, because we know it can't become Tameh when it's planted in the ground. But Reish Lakish disagrees. He thinks, no, that it's a Psul HaGuf. When there's a Hesach Hadas, that itself is a Psul of the Truma. And even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell us it's Tar, or even if it's planted in the ground, and we know it's tar, Hesach Hadas alone is enough to apostle it. So this answer, that the problem with the replanted truma seeds is one of Hesach Hadas, only makes sense if Hesach Hadas is a psula guf. It doesn't make sense if Hesach Hadas is a chashash of truma tameya, because we know that this is not truma tameya. So that leads us to the third approach, the third and final approach, which is Ravin. Ravin explained that when the Mishnah says it's asur to eat, even though it's tahar, it's a special chumrah. Maila asu, it's like a special chumrah they made for truma, that replanting won't help for a kohen. And there's precedent for making special chumras by things that are that have extra levels of kedusha. We find in Halacha by mehachag shenitmu, the water that's supposed to be used on sukkahs that became tameh for the nisach hamayim, if it was already hegdish, and then a person does hashaka to be metahir, he connects it to a mikveh to be metahir, it's tameh. We still assume that the water is going to remain tameh, and the reason is ein zriya lahegdish. We assume that even though normally there's a way to be metahir tameh water by zriya, by hashaka, but for hegdish it's a special maila, special chumra that we have by hegdish. So parenthetical to that, Rav Dimi proves that we're extra machmir by kachim that only received their kedusha from a verbal declaration bepeh, and not just with kachim that became holy through concrete action, like by catching them in a kli. I mean, even when what made them kadosh is something lesser, like something just verbalizing it, just declaring it, that alone would be enough of a hekdesh to be extra machmir. And he proves it from the psak of Rabbi Yochanan, and this is the whole reason this entire discussion is here, is because the psak of Rabbi Yochanan about what to do with tamei grapes, that grapes which only become kadosh through verbal declaration are tamei will also be metame the juice that's squeezed out of them. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a good raya, because Rabbi Yochanan's discussion is about truma. Truma, the only way to make you kadosh is by a verbal declaration. So you can't bring any raya from truma to kadoshim. So then at the end, the Gemara, once we're discussing Mala Asu, once the Gemara discusses the chumras that we have for kachim, it mentions three other chumras that we have a Mala that we make for the sake of kachim. First, from Machmir, that the water that they used to mix the paraduma ashes has to be taken directly from a spring of water without being transferred into another kli first. Second, we're Machmir that a mitzora who went to the mikveh and waited for sundown, and he's had Har of Shemesh, he's not allowed to eat kachim even though he's perfectly tar midaraisa, and he's even allowed to eat truma, but still he's not allowed to eat kachim, a special chumra for kachim. And finally, we're machmir that the wood and the lavona of kachim, the halacha we've discussed a few times, has tumas ochlin, even though it's not food, it's wood, it's lavona, but nevertheless, we give it the chashivus of tumas ochlin. Now, Hashem, tomorrow we discuss what to make matzah out of.